The fire died down, and darkness settled over the camp like a blanket, muffling footsteps and muting voices as shadowy figures disappeared into tents or carried blankets toward the edges of the clearing. Bellamy set up a makeshift cot for Octavia at the short end, near the wreckage of the dropship. They hadn't said it aloud, but they both knew neither of them wanted to sleep in a tent tonight. Octavia curled up on her blanket and closed her eyes. Though it was clear, she wasn't sleeping. The trip back into the woods with Clark to retrieve the medicine had been a tense one. No one had spoken, though Bellamy could feel Clark's eyes boring into his back as he led the way. Now he sat next to Octavia, his back against a tree, staring into the darkness. It was hard to wrap his mind around the fact that tomorrow, they would leave forever. A shape moved through the shadows toward them. Wells. He had Bellamy's bow slung over his shoulder. "Hey," Wells said quietly as Bellamy rose to his feet. "I'm sorry about what happened back there. I know banishment sounds harsh, but I wasn't sure what else to do." He sighed. "I really thought Graham was going to convince them to." He trailed off as his eyes fell on Octavia. "Not that I would have let that happen, but there's only two of us, and a lot of them." Bellamy felt his smart-ass retort rise in his throat, but swallowed it back down. Wells had done the best thing he could under the circumstances. "Thank you." They stared at each other for a moment, then Bellamy cleared his throat. "Listen, I should probably..." He paused. "I'm sorry about your father." Bellamy took a deep breath and forced himself to meet Wells' eyes. "I hope he's okay." "Thank you," Wells said quietly. "I do too." He fell silent for a moment, but when he spoke again, his voice was firm. "I know you were just trying to protect your sister. I would have done the same thing." He smiled. "I suppose I sort of did." Wells extended his hand. "I hope you and Octavia stay safe out there." Bellamy shook his hand and smiled ruefully. "I can't imagine anything out there worse than Graham. Keep an eye on that kid." "Will do." Wells nodded, then turned around and headed back into the darkness. Bellamy lowered himself to the blanket and stared out into the clearing. He could just make out the shape of the infirmary tent where Clark would be giving Talia the long-awaited medicine. His stomach twisted strangely as he thought back to the scene by the fire, the flames flickering over Clark's determined face. He'd never known a girl who was so beautiful and intense at once. Bellamy leaned back with a sigh and closed his eyes, wondering how long it would take until she stopped being the last person he thought about before he fell asleep.